Of at least the part of the army that, which is majority still loyal to the government in place of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. So again, conflicting evidence, lots of speculations. I think what we should retain so far is that whatever action is actually going on right now has been limited to the town of Kati, whereas obviously in Bamako, there is tension. The reaction is that people tend to stay at home. They don't go out. There have been rumors also spread to the effect that people have been told not to come back to work after lunch. But these are all still in the realm of speculation. There is no hard and fast confirmation of any of this.
This is coming after months of protests against the president asking for him.
Hariri assassination teams.
The trial chamber finds Hassan Habib Merhai, Hussein Hassan Onesi.
But three other defendants, Hassan Habib Mehri, Hussein Onesi, and Assad Sabra, were acquitted for lack of enough evidence tying them to the blast, which injured more than 200 people. All four were tried in absentia. The court has now annulled the arrest.
There was no evidence that this Hezbollah leadership had any involvement in Mr. Hariri's murder, and there is no direct evidence of Syrian involvement in it.
Judge Ray also noted evidence that Hariri had good relations with Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah in the months before the attack, and that he supported disarming Hezbollah only after achieving peace with Israel. Hezbollah has denied involvement in Hariri's death. Hariri was one of Lebanon's most prominent Sunni Muslim figures. His death helped to reshape the country's fractured politics. Tuesday's verdict was originally due earlier this month, but postponed after the August 4th Beirut port explosion. As with Hariri's
I'm going to go to the next one.